today we're going back to the very beginning of the Bible, where God first chooses Abraham and Sarah to be his people and to be for him his representatives in this world. And we find that God calls Abraham and Sarah away from all that they know and love to go into a new land that they will call their own. And God promises to take this barren old couple and to make them as numerous as the stars in the sky, to create a whole nation out of them. He promises to bless them and to keep them, that if they follow God's call, that they will experience God's rich blessings. So I invite you to hear God's word for us this morning from the book of Genesis, chapter 12. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country and your people and your father's household to the land that I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the people on the earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran, and he took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions that they had accumulated, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. And at that time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." And so he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he went on towards the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is one of my favorite texts in the Bible, and it's often preached on in times of transition and new beginning. Here we hear God speak of his rich promises and the incredible command he has to all of us to go boldly wherever he might call. It was actually one of the first texts that I preached on when I was called here as your pastor, and it was almost 5 years ago to the day that I stood before you and told you what it meant to be called and what God might have in store for us together. I remember having boxes still left to unpack and memories of California fresh on our heart, bravely looking forward to the future, unsure of what this strange and mysterious land of New England might offer for us. Looking back over that sermon, I see that I had much to learn yet about what it means to be called, and I am sure that I still do, but I have learned a lot about what God's call in our life means and what those blessings that God promises us look like. Little could I have imagined what those next 5 years would hold for me. And today I stand before you as a woman with a deeper understanding of what it means to submit one's life to God and to be called by him for his purposes. Today I stand before you as someone that can tell of great adventures that God has brought me on and what it means to surrender my life. So I'd like to share with you a little bit about what I have learned about being called, what I have learned about following God, and I know that I still have much to learn, but I have been blessed by my time, and I have been blessed to see God at work. The first thing that I've learned is that God calls us to many different things in life. There are many different pieces that God brings together to form our entire life. God calls us to be faithful to our family, to our children, our grandchildren, to our aging parents. I have seen you guys do that in incredible ways. I have seen God bless you through your faithfulness. God calls us to serve him in our professional lives, to make a difference in the work that he has called us to, whether or not you officially are in ministry or not, that God has something special for you to do right where you are, and that that is an important calling on your life. God calls us to care for our bodies, to be intentional about being good stewards with these bodies we travel through life in, because we only get one, and we need to take care of it. And I have learned that God calls us to himself, to know that the end of a day, no matter whether that day was good or bad, that we are still God's precious children, loved and chosen for his purpose. So lots of different ways we respond to those callings. There are some callings in life that we love and we rejoice over. There's some that we shrink back from, afraid of, not thinking that we are courageous enough or gifted enough or skilled enough to fulfill them. There are some callings that we just don't want to do. They don't fit with our vision of our life, and so we resist and run from God. There are some callings that we beg and plead for and ask God to give us and rejoice when God fulfills those desires. It's amazing to me how all those different callings fit together. And it's amazing to me that we see all those responses to God's call in the Bible, people being excited or reluctant or fearful, that God gives us those people to look up to understand our faith, that God understands us when we are hesitant to follow. Sometimes God calls us to do the impossible. And you imagine God telling Abraham and Sarah at the ripe old age of 75 that they were going to start a family, and yet he did it. Can you imagine God calling us to start an emergency shelter and providing all that we needed in order to make that happen? I have felt all these things over the course of my life. I've sought to push through when things seemed difficult. I've celebrated and rejoiced when God's calling was exciting and new. And it makes me wonder how Abraham and Sarah must have felt when God called them to leave everything that they knew and go to this promised land. It makes me wonder if it was with fear or with anticipation that they took those first steps towards their new home. It was probably a bit of both, I would imagine. Makes me wonder how you have responded to God's call in your life. If it's been with joy or with fear, if it's been with energy or reluctance, what that has felt like to you. God indeed calls us in many ways, and God accepts us however we come. The second thing I've learned about being called is that it's not always easy. Even when everything is going right, serving God can be a lot of work. There's a reason they call it laboring for the Lord. And I'm embarrassed to admit, but this surprised me a little bit. It's tempting to think that if you're following God's will, if you're doing what God wants you to do, that he's going to make it easy, that it shouldn't take much work. And yet I've been amazed at the number of bumps in the road that we've encountered over the years. Small things, like things taking longer than I wanted them to, or big things, like failure and heartbreak. And while it's difficult to understand why those roadblocks happen, why we face those challenges in life, looking back, stepping back a bit, I'm able to see the big picture, how God has moved and how God has provided and how God's plan has prevailed. And it's given me the confidence to trust that even when things aren't going according to my plan, that God knows what he's doing and that I can trust in his plan for my life. And I have indeed learned that his plan is full of unknown adventures. You know, if it was up for me, I would create a 5-point plan of how my life was going to unfold, and I'd go step by step and do it. And I know that's a little structured of me, and some of you guys might enjoy the adventure more than I do. I have found that call to follow God is indeed an adventure, and it's never a straight path. Responding to God's call on our lives in many ways is submitting ourselves to an unknown future. Think of poor Abraham and Sarah, who were called to leave their family and their home and to head out into the great unknown. And God made him a promise of descendants, of children, as numerous as the stars in the sky. They must have thought that God was going to make true on that promise right away, because boy, if it was difficult at 75, how hard would it be at 80 or 90 or 100? And yet it took 20 long years for God to fulfill that promise. And even when they had a child, God told them to lay that child down on the altar and to trust Him to provide for their every need. I'm sure that's not what Abraham and Sarah had in mind when they first agreed to respond to God's call. And yet, even with all these twists and turns of life, God stayed true to His promise and blessed them in incredible ways. And I, too, have seen the twists and turns of life, and it's caused me to ponder what it means to be faithful to the call. Even when it looks like things are falling apart, they're not going my way, even when I don't understand how God is working, how do I trust in God's promise and follow wherever He leads? Because, and this is the most important thing that I've learned over the last 5 years, God has created us for a purpose, and He will deeply bless us if we follow Him. We're told in Genesis 12 that God blesses us to be a blessing to others, and He has a plan and a purpose for our lives, and He wants to use us to make a difference in the world around us. Elsewhere in the Bible, we're called to be ambassadors of God's love, and God promises that if we are obedient, He will use us to bless the entire world. And when we follow Him, when we choose to walk that path, no matter how challenging or difficult it may be, we will be blessed. I will tell you firsthand, there's nothing quite as invigorating and life-giving as living into God's plan for your life. And in doing so, I have been blessed. How could I have imagined all the wonderful things that God had in store for me here in New England when we first stepped off that plane 5 years ago? I have met so many incredible people. I have been blessed with deep friendships and incredible partners in the Lord. I have experienced the beauty of the four season like I never have before. I've seen the richness of the leaves turning colors and the beauty and wonder of untouched fresh snow. I have grown and developed as a pastor. I've learned more about faith from all of you than I could ever attest to. I have been blessed to be on the front lines of what God is doing in this world. I've seen God work in miraculous ways, starting new ministries, mobilizing His people, providing extravagantly for His kingdom. In responding to God's call to come and serve as your pastor, I had no idea what God had in store for me. And through the ups and downs of life, I have seen God provide for me and bless me more than I ever could have expected. And as I am preparing once again to respond to that call to go and follow, I leave this place with a deeper faith and a greater understanding of what it means to be a servant of our Lord. Today we have the great joy of recognizing God's call on this church, the call to individuals here to serve Him here in this place and to give their lives to the work God has put before them. We get to celebrate as we ordain and install our new leadership boards, our elders, our deacons, and our trustees, as they get to experience these new mysteries and these new blessings that God has in store for them. And so we come together to ordain and install them to these ministries that they have been called to. And in doing so, we recognize God's work in their lives. We promise to pray for them, to support them, whatever this journey might hold. And as we think about being called, and we see these men and women stand before us, I wonder what call God might have on your life, what He might have in store for you next. Is He inviting you to step up and to serve Him in a new way in this time of transition that lies ahead of us? Is He inviting you to put something down that's weighing heavy on your heart? Maybe the call today for you is to continue down the road of obedience, to persevere in the face of challenges. I don't know what call God has for you, but I know He has one, that He is calling your name today. Because God calls us time and time again to follow Him. We're not always quite sure what he's up to. And the work is rarely without cost. And yet, as I can attest, responding to God's call results in some of the richest blessings you will ever know. And it is well worth the cost. Let us pray. God, we thank you that you first called us, that you desire more than anything else to be our Heavenly Father, and to love and to care for us like nobody else can. And we surrender our hearts to you today. We ask that you would speak clearly into our hearts and our minds the purpose you have for us, that you would give us boldness in following you, that you would give us strength to persevere when things are difficult, that you would give us joy and excitement when things are good, that you would help us in all things to experience the rich blessings of your love. In your name we pray. Amen.